I'm going to ask the same question. Does anyone remember any good fairy tales you used to know? Anyone know any good fairy tales? Yes, Rob.
Elves and Shoemaker.
Oh, what's that one? Yeah, I'm too young for that. Was it? Okay. Yeah. What was it about? Quickly, very quickly. The brief version. Yeah. Oh, I do know it. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well done. Yeah. Is it a real story? Did it really happen?
I don't think so.
Oh, Rob. Yes, Margaret.
The one one of my daughters loved, and I had to read every night for years, thank you, darling, was The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Okay, Three Billy Goats Gruff, yeah.
That's not really fairies.
Yeah, who's that tramping over my... That's the one, isn't it?
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was word perfect on it.
I bet you were, yeah. Yeah, who was the who played the part of the troll? Who played the part of the troll? I didn't say that. Any other fairy stories?
Rapunzel.
Pardon? Rapunzel. Yeah, the hair. Yeah, you've got chocolate behind you.
Thank you.
Sleeping Beauty. Cinderella. Do you want to take one? Has Elliot had one, didn't he? I'll tell you what. Hannah. Take him to the back, and that's your rabbit back, okay? Yeah, do you want to carry them to the back? Got them? Yeah, go on. Three Little Pigs, yeah, Huff Puff, Hannah. Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella.
Hannah.
Yeah. Oh, Pete, did you not get one?
No.
Oh, no. Has everyone had chocolate now? Little Red Riding. There's loads, aren't there? There's loads. They all have one thing in common, don't they, these stories? As far as I know, they're not real. They didn't really happen, did they? Did Cinderella really lose a shoe? Were there ugly sisters?
Yeah.
Probably. Yes. There might have been some ugly brothers as well, probably somewhere along the line. Cinderella didn't really happen. Even the Three Billy Goats Gruff, Margaret, I'm sorry, wasn't a real story, I don't think. Okay? But it's very easy sometimes as well with the stories in the Bible, particularly the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. We don't think it's a fairy tale, but you know, sometimes we have to almost remind ourselves, it's real. It really happened. People really lived through it. And there are people who tell you it didn't happen, but actually, historically, it's pretty much proved that most of what the Bible says, whether you believe the content behind it, it's pretty much historically proved. Noah's flood, I think, has been historically, is pretty much an accepted thing that it happened. And historically, I think it's pretty much accepted that someone called Jesus lived and did the things he was doing. Whether people believe he's the Son of God or whatever, obviously, is a different matter. But I think historically, it's accepted. These things that we've read about, that we celebrate, really, really, really happened. Yeah, and sometimes we need to just remember and put ourselves in that context. When I go out walking sometimes, and a lot of us go out walking, don't we? The landscape around is made by things that happened thousands of years ago. Yeah, the valleys and the hills and stuff like that, and abroad, and yeah, even places like the Lake District and Snowdonia. It's all formed by things that happened thousands of years ago. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference when you're out walking up a hill, that it's there. It makes a difference. And so the question is, what difference does it make 2,000 years later that Jesus lived and we believe died, and we believe rose again? What difference does it make? I say there's little historical doubt that it happened. And I guess the answer to that question is, it depends on what you want it to mean. And this is sort of true of us whether we're Christians or whether we're not Christians. It depends on what we want it to mean. When we look at the Bible's teaching, what Jesus says, what I see it is, even if, and I'm not saying this for a moment, please don't strike me down, but even if Jesus wasn't the Son of God, the things he taught us were so good to do that why would we not try and do them? Forgetting the fact that we're human and we struggle to do good things, why would we not want to live by Jesus' teaching? Even if we didn't believe he was the Son of God, why would we not want to? I think if everyone loved their neighbour, for instance, what a happier place the world would be. What a better place the world would be. Yeah. But in all the years, and it's not worse now. People sometimes say, oh, the world's so bad now. It's so much worse than it was. It's not worse than it was. It's always been a situation where there have been good things and bad things. But if everybody loved their neighbour, if everybody followed the teaching that Jesus put down, regardless of who they thought he was, it seems to me the world would be at a better place. And not sometimes the things that religion says, sometimes not the things that Christianity and Christians have said over the years, over hundreds and thousands of years, hundreds of years, people have talked such rubbish about being a Christian. There's so many things being done in God's name. Yeah, you think of some of the terrible things in history that Christians have done, not other religions, that Christians have done in God's name. And it reminds me sometimes, do you remember when the 70s and 80s when England used to play football abroad and there was terrible trouble with hooliganism and hooligans and all sorts of fights, and every time England played in a major tournament or in anywhere in Europe or anywhere in the world, hooligans went, followed them. It doesn't happen quite anywhere near as much now, but hooligans went, followed them, caused all sorts of trouble and smashed things up. And they used to say, when if they were interviewed, I remember seeing programs where they interviewed the hooligans, and they're saying, we're doing it for our country. And everyone in the country is saying, no, you're not. No, we don't want you doing that. And I think there's times when God does that, when Christians over the years, over the centuries, have done things, you know, major things, and God says, in God's name, God says, that's not in my name. I don't want you doing that. I want you loving your neighbour. I want you showing good things to people around you. I want you loving each other. I want you to be enjoying life. Not religious, not following boring rules, but living life to the full, as Jesus says. But the additional thing we have is that it's not just about us trying to do good. I say, we look at Jesus' teaching, we think, I'm going to try and love my neighbour. But if we're Christians, we have the help of God in the form of his Holy Spirit to help us to be better people. And that's the difference it makes. Are you letting God, am I letting God make me be a better person, making me be a more loving person, a kinder person? It makes a difference when we let it affect our lives. Christians have so often not only done terrible things, but they've also made out to be so dull being a Christian. When you see, even now, when you see programs on telly, there's a vicar, or if there's a Christian, he or she is almost always the dull person, or the boring person, the slightly strange person, aren't they? That's how the media portrays Christians. That's not the fault of the media, that's the fault of Christians, because that's the impression we've given, over the years. God is not dull. Jesus is not dull. Jesus was not dull when he lived here. He was accused of being a drunken and a glutton. He was accused of spending time going out and enjoying himself. How awful. How awful. How have we managed over 2,000 years to make Christianity seem so dull to those who aren't Christians? How have we done that? You can live a comfortable life without God. People can live a comfortable life without God. Sometimes we think, how do people survive without God? Well, actually, if everything's okay, we can live a comfortable life without God. It doesn't have to make a difference. It doesn't have to make a difference when we're Christians. But going back to the bit about the landscape, I love going out our back garden. We can walk up on the hills, be out of sight in the house within about 5 minutes, walk down around the back, and they're absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. If I didn't go out there, it would still be absolutely beautiful, but it would make no difference to me. It would make no difference to me because I hadn't gone out there. I have to go out and experience and enjoy walking out in these places for it to make a difference to me. I have to go out and experience it and see it. Otherwise, it's just there, but it makes no difference. It's the same with being a Christian. We have to let it affect us. We have to let it make a difference in our lives. We have to, if we're not Christians, think about whether this thing that happened 2,000 years ago can make a difference. I'm just going to finish by reading a couple of little bits from Acts chapter 2, and then we'll sing our last song. And there is more chocolate around, I think, if people want chocolate. Where are we? It's Acts chapter 2. I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of death, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses to it. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we, even 2,000 years later, can be witnesses to it if we let it make a difference to our lives. We are going to finish